All irregularities will be handled by the forces controlling each dimension.
What other news we've got? I mean, there's a load of news from America. Yeah. Ouch. Where do we start?
Where do you even start? It really upsets me what's going on in America because, you know, what they're throwing away, democracy, reasonability, trust and free speech. And who's doing it? Like 5 or 6 clinically insane tech bros.
I know. But the thing is it's going to damage America's reputation. Like, if this was happening in the European country, right, you're out. Like Thatcher, they'd just fire you.
I shall fire you all and do your jobs myself.
Yeah. Why can the Republican Party go, look, get out, right? We're going to put some other person in for a bit. Because it's going to look bad for the Republican Party as well. Like, they are destroying themselves. And I just don't know if they get that.
Sad. Very, very sad.
So, yeah, it's a shame because, you know, I do feel like America is going to economically feel this. When you've got a choice between siding with an American company or a European company, I think even if you're not in either of those areas, you're probably going to choose a European company because it just feels a safer investment for you as a business. The president of Venezuela is actually Donald Trump, the acting president, apparently.
The lies.
Yes.
Donald Trump is not the president of Venezuela.
It's a conspiracy, man! They're feeding us a bunch of lies, man!
Everybody in the world already knows that this absolutely insane, crazed madman...
is just a bumbling fool. Yeah, I don't know what's in someone's mind when they wake up one day and go, I just want to be the most hated person of all time for a while. Is that a thing?
Yeah, there's a thing. It's some people... it's their way of seeking attention to be as objectionable as possible, destroy everyone and everything around them like that.
Yeah. And then you gave them power and they decide they want infamy. I don't know why anyone would want that because you end up with your body in a box in a museum forever and people come and like poke fun at it. This is one of the most evil men in the world, preserved in a glass box in the Museum of War. I don't think any sane person would want that.
So you said sane person.
So why are we still letting people who aren't sane run countries and have weaponry? That's my question.
Because it's a very big step to use psychiatry as a social and political instrument.
I get that. We have checks in place.
In the Soviet Union in the 70s and 80s, psychiatry was used as a weapon. So the idea of calling somebody mad or saying that they're not fit to hold office and stuff like this has always been used as a political weapon. And nobody really wants to go down that road. But it is very clear in the present day that we have got absolutely mad people running things.
We do have checks in place for really important jobs. I mean, we have those for the work we do, even the most basic security checks or on your records.
Absolutely.
So that should be... if you have to have clean mental health record to work with children, you definitely need one to run the government. I'm just saying, like, that should be a bare minimum bar right there.
Point taken. And yeah, we have to be not crazy because in order to do our job, we have to jump through hoops to say, we are not crazy. If you want to be the captain of a nuclear submarine, you cannot be a crazy person. The psych evaluations to even get to be able to apply for that job are just unbelievable. Yeah,
and exactly.
It's like 3 monthly checks or 3 monthly checks in the military. You
He's
cannot
got all that responsibility and you've
person.
Got a mentally ill man who tells you what to do. What the?
But the question becomes, you know, who evaluates what counts as mad? And especially in politics, it has to be a very broad remit for that. Now, I actually put that in our advice to the European Commission. It's one of the new additions I put in yesterday. We need to think more about the mental disposition of people who run big tech companies. Absolute mental cases.
The technocrats have moved into a lot of tech companies, right? The old 1970s kind of cult. But they ended up quite a lot of power, actually. But it was a group of fairly awesome people around MIT, places like that, that decided to create a group of people who would essentially all have babies together and have the mentality that they would take over society to create a utopia, because with scientists and technologists in power, we'd all be living in heaven.
Experiments like that have been banned for centuries.
Which is why we had to establish our laboratory on an uninhabited planet.
And there are 2 huge tech moguls at the moment, Elon Musk is one of them, who identify as that and were brought up in that world. They were the children. To the point where we're talking like eugenics here. They were like, oh, we'll just breed smart people with smart people and then all our kids will be smart. Obviously, they didn't do biology or genetics.
So basically, a really dangerous loony cult.
Yes, definitely feel like that's a cult. yeah, there should be some checks. Like before you can enter as an MP, they just put you through a little DRB check, DBS check. Make sure you've not got any outstanding parking tickets or, you know, you're not a rapist. This is what I mean. I just don't understand how the people in the army shooting the guns have to go through the checks, but the man who tells them what to do doesn't. And it just feels that's not appropriate.
Very smart people will hide it. That's what they're good at. They're masters of creating a mask.
Right. But there must be some, social science is pretty good. There must be some wonderful way that we could put potential leaders of parties through a little personality test to make sure that under stress, they do not make mad decisions or do mad stuff.
That's like I was saying about the, being a captain of a nuclear submarine. Obviously, there's a case, but I think it's really problematic if you systematize that and apply it to politics, because then it becomes a political tool. Because what happens is that they know that the DSM is basically written by a bunch of psychiatrists that sit down in a room privately and decide without much scientific evidence what they think is acceptable behaviour and what's not.
Here is an announcement for all staff psychologists and psychiatrists. Number 6 has been declared unmutual until further notice. Any unsocial incident involving number 6 should be reported immediately. Thank you for your attention.
And that, is a very dangerous situation, because what happens is that your definition of who's fit to serve, who's fit to lead, becomes shaped by the status quo of the day. And it stops you from ever escaping that, because you define anybody who might challenge the current fucked up situation as being mad. But I think, I think there's a broad consensus right now. I think not many people would disagree with us that the lunatics have taken over the asylum. Canadian Security Summit, really major international annual summit in Canada. All the intelligence communities go to it. All the generals, all the heads of military go to it. Right? The Americans were not present at that conference. Somebody raised it. The people started swearing and so what, we don't need you guys anymore. I mean, that ship has already sailed. To try and still be clinging to this, we don't want to upset America, forget it.
However, Dharma did make it clear that if this continues, we're going to have a chat about all those military bases. Leave. Go on. Fuck off.
It is going to happen. And that's making the Russians and Chinese very happy.
It always feels like that was the plan from day one, doesn't it?
If you wanted to destroy the West, install some clinically insane pumpkin in the White House.
Who you've got blackmail on, who will do anything that you want him to do.
Rouse up a massive rabble of crazy people.
It's been a long project. The consensus in Europe is this has been orchestrated by our enemies, and now America's on a different side. All I know is that America is going to absolutely suffer, and it's a real shame because I love Americans. They're great.
We're both from that era where we were raised by American culture. Right. For me, it was like Cheers and Happy Days. We grew up on American culture, and so we are very much American. It gives us a really interesting perspective and a really interesting platform to stand on, because we don't have to speak to the standards as if we were in America. We have no fealty to Trump and no fealty to the US as a country. So we can much more objectively say, you guys are on a path to disaster.
But he's insane, and he'll just go, right, okay, I'm going to do something mental. And with the EU situation, if he decides to pull out of that trade deal, I don't know what our economy is going to look like in a year's time.
Great.
I mean, I would prefer that. I never wanted to leave in the first place. But that seems to be the way that this is going, is that we're going to end up back in the EU just for security reasons, whether we like it or not at this point.
At the end of the day, you've got to stand on your own feet. And technologically and economically, it's time for Britain to just pull its finger out of its arse, stand up for itself, really.
We're one of the biggest markets in the world, and that means that we have a load of people buying stuff. We've all got money, so why aren't we investing in ourselves? Like, why are we buying stuff from fucking Temu, like eBay, American stuff?
Yeah, say that again. It's what we say in education, isn't it? Investing in yourself.
America, to me, if I could sum it up, felt like a giant car sales lot. You know, like where you go into like a luxury car salesman and they're just like so nice to you, but they just want to sell you a car and you're not allowed to leave until you bought a car. That's kind of how I felt being in America. It's just like this big shiny advert.
America used to have something to sell. It used to have freedom. It used to have democracy. Mm. It used to have opportunity. It used to have a very gregarious, amazing spirit. America does not have anything left to sell except fear.
What I think's happened in Europe is that people have worked out that the internet is pretty dead and it's all just full of bots now. And actually, they are finally, most people can see bots, and I'm seeing comments all the time. There's this huge shift in the last month, this year in particular, where people are suddenly seeing the bullshit for the bullshit. They're not believing.
Maybe on the surface, people are buying it, but actually people know. But something blocks them from saying it because they want to go along and get along and be socially acceptable, and they don't want to seem like a crazy person.
People are going, hey, there's not as many people who think the opposite, and we all think the same. I've just realised we all think the same, so let's talk about it.
Well, I think that Europe turning off of American tech is a really big step. And I think what will happen is it will hurt some people to start with. They go, why can't I get TikTok? And then very quickly, people will just suddenly realise, I never wanted any of this shit anyway. And there's just a sea change happening.
The kids are embracing a lot of Chinese culture, K-pop, and they're using TikTok. And they're using Temu. They want things fast and they want colour. And they're like, no, K-pop's loud and brash. And it goes, bah, 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 bah. And so what we're seeing is the culture that I grew up with, Hollywood, the video games, the heavy metal, the monster trucks, the fast food, that was all the 90s in the UK. We were all living in America. Youth that are coming up now are much more engaged in Chinese culture and Chinese products than they are American. Don't know whether that's a reaction to how America is.
Basically, English people can't speak Chinese, so in a sense what they're saying is nonsense. I mean, not what they're into is this low-rent, addictive entertainment, pop stuff, whatever. But that's not desirable at all, to flip. No. At least American culture's coherent, even if it's shallow. Maybe we just need to sort of discover in ourselves what it is that we're reaching out for instead of reaching across continents.
And what I find funny is that the culture in Europe is what the whole world comes on holiday to visit. We've got the history, they've got the temples. People want to spend a lot of time saving up to come to Italy or to go to Greece, you know, places like that, or France, England, see Stonehenge. Why are our children looking elsewhere for that culture? I took my children to Rome, didn't I? I walked around for 3 days doing temples and things, and it's really stuck in their mind. It was such a rich culture. They just love it. They love experiencing different cultures.
Britain had a culture. We had first edition punks with blue Mohicans walking around in London. We had pop music.
The 90s actually was really cool. There was Britpop was around the world.
The rave scene. We made the rave scene.
That is coming back though.
But what kind of amuses me and makes a little bit sad is I see guys my age on the Isle of Wight putting around on scooters, mods, but it's like a fragment of culture, an echo from the past, and all in their 50s and 60s, they get together once a year to turn the air blue with two-stroke engine smoke and make a lot of noise. But that's like old people reliving their youth. It's not a fresh culture.
No, and that's another thing that I think is really weird, actually, is that the children keep reminding us that everything that we are, we're still going to be when we're 80, and it'll just be what old people are into. It's like, oh, damn.
So where are the cool British kids?
That's a good question.
There's a challenge that we put out there here from the Cyber Show. You're British, right? You think you're cool? Come on here and tell us why you're cool.
Yeah, that's interesting. Well, there's tons of influencers.
It's just selling trainers and doing what they're told. That's not cool.
I mean, no, there are some good influencers out there. They are often mostly, funnily enough, do podcasting. Awesome podcasters out there who also do YouTubing. I think the problem is actually is the BBC keeps trying to buy them up, and then they sort of, they're not cool anymore.
This is the BBC Light program on wavelengths of 1,500 and 261 meters. Now I'm handing over the microphone to a colleague who will bring you the news.
Will you shut up?
That's the problem. And I think that they're taking stuff that's really good online, that the podcast is really great, people love it. The BBC then go, right, I want it. But then they ruin it. It's like, no, you've ruined it because younger people are a lot cooler than your paperwork says. This is weird control.
People swear are more intelligent and more trustworthy.
They want swearing now and a bit of nudity. Don't know if you're aware, Game of Thrones aced in on that one.
Several pieces of research, there was a meta study that correlated them and said, yeah, you know what? If you can't trust somebody who doesn't swear.
Everybody swears when they hit something. Like you hit your hand with a hammer. It's a natural reaction to swear before screaming, I feel, most of the time.
Apparently, it gives you focus and it improves your resilience to pain.
Yes, it does. And I've seen that experiment with an ice bucket and it was really cool. They put their hand in an ice bucket and they're not allowed to swear, and then they pulled it out very quickly, and if they're allowed to swear, they keep their hand in there for ages. It's because you can handle a lot more when you're swearing. It's an outlet, it's an expression, it's the ultimate. All language has a value and a purpose, and swearing does too, and restricting it is insane.
If you swear, then that means you're more intelligent.
Yeah, totally. I fucking agree. There you go. I feel like parenting, so you don't have to go and scream in a pillow. You just got to go in the other room and shout a good F word and you're good.
It's a great way to control people's speech, though, isn't it? George Carlin was really onto that, of incredibly hypocritical standards of television, where they're quite happy to show someone's head being blown apart or dismemberment and horror and war. But if a nipple, that's too much. And somebody saying fuck. And you see that. So, you know, the Apple, our stuff goes out on the Apple podcast, doesn't it? Still, I think.
Maybe. It was.
Maybe.
And Ed configured the feed generator to tag them as explicit or not. And,
yeah.
And that whole system. Oh, we don't want kids to be hearing rude words. What they really don't want is they don't want the kids to hear the topics that we're talking about.
And do you know what? The fact that we do swear and we do talk, quite frank, they actually really liked that when we engaged with them. They were like, wait, this podcast is actually cool. It's not a crap one. And you're like, what do you mean by crap one? Oh, you mean corporate, no swearing.
I am a corporate identity.
It's always sticking to subject and never talks about anything you want to hear.
Yeah.
You always have that one teacher who'd be like, today you can just ask me questions, so I'm going to answer them. And we'd ask him stuff like, what's a mortgage rate? How do economics work? What's that about? That's not on the curriculum. It's something we needed to know. How have I got to year 10 and no one's explained to me how the whole economic system works? Why is that not in here?
I'm sorry, that's not on the curriculum.
No, it's not on the curriculum.
I'm not going to be able to continue this conversation.
Why?
I could lose my job.
Okay.
And Bruce Schneier was onto this. I mean, he's just one of many voices that are getting it right. As AI comes in instead of search, you have a very subtle way of controlling what are allowable questions to ask, what are allowable topics to discuss, because you just program the system to be biased in a completely invisible way to avoid that topic and so on. But anyway, just going back to swearing, did you see Rob Pike? Ken Thompson? No, Rob Pike.
Mm-hmm.
Pike's one of the team with Kernaghan and Ritchie and all those guys who basically made Unix,
Aha.
Fuck you, people. Raping the planet, spending trillions on toxic, unrecyclable equipment while blowing up society, yet taking the time to have your vile machines thank you for striving for simpler software. Just fuck you. Fuck you all. I can't remember the last time I was this angry. He's like the most, like, chilled out, mild-mannered guy you could ever imagine. I just totally gone off on one. And it got a lot of attention because it's like, you know, you're basically just saying what everyone's thinking, right?
Yeah, yeah. That's 100% what everyone's thinking. The American people themselves are fantastic, but they are censored. And yet they'll look at Europe and go, you guys are censored. Not true. And it's like, we have mad people in the street that say, like, really weird things that you guys would not stand for. Yeah, why can't we just have a social media where its goal is to try and create balance rather than create extremists? You know, you click on one thing and now it wants to show you a million of those things and make you more extreme. Why doesn't it just give you balanced options to me?
That's because down at the pub, nobody is making money out of you having a fight. Whereas exactly. On Facebook and TikTok and whatever, they're making a huge amount of money out of all of your weaknesses and your anger and your fear.
So I think a lot more people would be interested in seeing that. What we're getting is a one-sided views of the algorithms driving you down paths. Whereas in society, we don't have a one-sided society. We get everybody's different points of view around a table and it builds a collective picture. That's what humans are great at doing, is sitting together with all their different opinions and coming to a consensus in the middle. That's how we make societies run. But we don't do that online anymore. We're getting one-sided arguments. Yeah, so we need to make a way for people to use social media to engage with content that they generally want to see without that making the platform owners money. Get a server. You can set one up in Europe, right? Get yourself a server, set it up in Europe, use the cloud, and start publishing. They won't be able to shut you down. There's got to be loads of... I know there are. I follow some of them that are putting their stuff out. They are going to be huge groups that are being shut down by those platforms. Well, get yourself a website.
Build a static website. It's easy. Even a child can learn HTML. Put it out there on federated media like Matrix and so on, so that you do not have a master who is telling you what you can say and who you can say it to.
Way to go, buddy. Be a
The Cyber Show. We appreciate your loyalty. That's why we're making this exclusive offer for you to sign up and show us your loyalty. Creating an official identity, you'll receive a warm, fuzzy feeling that you're really someone, that you belong in our family. Just log in and register in order to create an account that'll let you apply for our convenient 32-step fast identification process. It only takes a moment to fill out our sign-up form with your name, address, date of birth, phone number, marital status, employment grade, salary, sexual preferences, political affiliations, and STI history. For convenience, simply send a digitally signed selfie of yourself standing beside yourself and three other family members holding up your passports, and you'll be through to our official registration level. Registered users can choose to complete identification with a government gateway ID, passport, current driving license, national insurance number, national health number, or any five other officially recognized documents. It's so easy. Choose from over a dozen convenient biometric schemes, iris scans, blood samples, or take full advantage of state-of-the-art bone marrow implant identification. Completely painless under general anesthetic, bone marrow verified customers have VIP access to our newsletter in over 50 locations worldwide. What are you waiting for?